So who among you could say that you don't want to be a favorite of God or favored by God?
Nobody.
Thank you. And I can guess that easily because you're sitting here this morning. It means a lot. And in Isaiah, somehow God is saying that everything that exists in this universe is God. Basically, what he's saying is, I made it all. Hear it again. God is saying, I made every single thing in the whole universe. I made it. That's what God's saying. Now, what we're saying is, living in one of these small little planets in this whole universe, and on Earth we're living in a small little place, wherever it's called, and we have a cattle or a lamb, and say, God, I give it to you. Please accept my offering. It's mine, but I'm giving it to you. That's what we're saying. I worked so hard to get it, and I'm giving it to you. And God is saying, I have made every single thing in the whole universe, including you. Do you hear the message? It's a beautiful and powerful message in the Old Testament. What God is telling us is that the very life we have is gift from God. And what we're saying is that I have my life. And I can do whatever I want to do, but I'll give 1 hour for you each week. How about that? Bless me. That's what we're saying. You have life on earth. You have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30 days a month, and about 365 days a year. I usually ask this question a lot, so you may get to hear it, but out of 24 hours a day, how many hours or minutes or seconds do you actually think about that you have a spirit? You have 24 hours each day. How many seconds, minutes, hours are you actually conscious of you are more than just your body? At the same time, what you do matters deeper, higher than what you see in this world. Again, how many seconds, minutes, hours out of your 24 hours a day? I'm not saying doing something even, reading the scripture or praying. Asking, are you conscious of the truth that you are indeed a spirit that has a body? If you do not have that in your heart and mind, my friends, I have to say, you have a big problem. You do. Because that's the essence of everything. The whole scripture, from the beginning to end, that's what it says. We have life to go with God. This is temporary. Jesus, heaven. Swedenborg's message, in a way, is very concrete evidence that he's saying, basically, I saw it, oh my God, it's true. I have to tell you, it's true. He was 56 years old, a scientist, and telling his friends that, I talked to angels. His friends are thinking, yes. Yes, that's what they were thinking. But he's in his words saying, I saw him. I had to tell them it's true. If you were to have one most fundamental thing to be religious, or even spiritual, you have to have belief, faith, acknowledgement, you can say any word there, but that about the truth, that you are a spirit having the body, not the other way around. That you are just physical human being who has something going inside. It's about consciousness. Why is it important? That opens the door. As you were saying, when the rain drops from the sky, if you're in the outside, in the field, nothing covers you, what happens? You get the whole thing. But if you're inside the house, you don't get a single drop. You may just watch it. Now, if we're just compared that, the rain from heaven is God's blessing upon human beings. And the house we are having or hiding inside is our little ego. We lock the door, we close the window, and say, and lighting up, saying, there's nothing out there. Everything is in here. I'm comfortable. That's what we usually say. When God is asking the intention, when Jesus is trying to preach that there is something new, if you want to accept new, you need to create new form. If you want to accept something, receive something that's new, you have to make a new vessel. That vessel is you. And in my understanding, it begins with having this consciousness that you are a spirit. You are. What happens with your body is only the expression of what you have inside. Therefore, what matters at the most is what you're conscious. And if you're more conscious of the spiritual side, your door inside your heart opens, I believe, wider and bigger. Then you know what happens. The comfort, the joy, the wisdom, the strength that you've been seeking will come to you. And that is the promise of God in whole scripture. Whenever I open this book, that's all I read. So, I'm asking this question again to you. And you do practice of checking your time this week. How many seconds, minutes, hours per day you are conscious of the truth that you are a spirit having a body. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Amen.